Please note, this podcast is for inspiration only and is not a substitute for professional help. Welcome to Diary Detours. In this series, I share the raw and real pages of my personal diary. Some hopeful, some angry, some sad, and some just strange. My hope is that by opening up and being vulnerable, you'll be inspired to start your own journaling practice. Let this be a safe space for us all to find a healthy release, a place to just let it out. So let's take a step together into today's entry.
Welcome to the Streets of Our Lives. On this podcast, we reflect on the roads that shaped us and collect wisdom to light the way ahead. Let's walk the path to healing, one step at a time.
In today's episode, I will be reading a free verse poem that I wrote about feeling manipulated by someone I care about. I compare it to feeling pierced by arrows. If you've ever felt unseen, unheard, or used, I hope this brings you some validation. You act like you care, but the truth is you don't. You act like you're concerned about me, but we both know you couldn't care less. You wish I was gone. You don't want me here. Guess what? If it was feasible, I would be long gone. You don't want me here, and I don't want to be here. The feeling is mutual. Believe me. Yesterday, you wouldn't share your energy with me. Today, you expect me to give you mine. You say you don't need me, that you're independent and you can do it all on your own. But then you ask for favors. You put on that smile, change the tone of your voice, and put on that puppy dog face. You're only nice when you want something. When I tell you I can't give you what you want, you get angry. You give attitude. You threaten. Your smile quickly turns into a frown. You then revert to controlling behavior. You use fear to get me to do what you want. You know I'm desperate, so you use that to your advantage. You don't care if I like you. You just want compliance. It's quite sad, really. I am capable of giving you love and kindness. In fact, all I've ever wanted is to gain your favor, to experience your love. We could have something real and special. I am loyal and desire to give my love and affection to you. But I guess that's where the problem lies, right? I fantasize about what we could have, over and over and over again. And each time, I get hurt. It's like an arrow that pierces me. But each time, I remove the arrow and patch myself up. I keep forgetting about your arrows. I go back to my fantasies, and then the arrows come back, faster and sharper, and I hurt again. You know my weakness. You know how badly I wish you would love me. You use it against me to get whatever you want from me. You know I can't say no. You know I'll continue to put my needs aside for you. You know that I have you on a pedestal, up high above me. I keep justifying your actions. I keep telling myself that it's not your fault. I keep telling myself that you can't help but be this way, that I just have to accept you the way you are. To an extent, this is true. In order to step outside the fantasy world I've built, I do need to just accept your nature. But I don't have to accept the way you use me. I don't have to keep you on that pedestal. I don't have to continue to say yes to every demand. I don't have to keep getting pierced by your arrows. Thank you for listening to Diary Detours. This was something I wrote about a year ago. I'm not sure if you can tell, but I was upset when I wrote this. I was upset at myself for allowing myself to be manipulated and taken advantage of over and over again. I was also angry at the person this was written about. I get into this cycle where I feel mad at people for treating me badly. I eventually forget their nature. They hurt me again, and then I feel shame for allowing it. You know why this cycle happens, though? Because I continue to fantasize or dream about a different reality where these people are completely different. You know, no matter how much you try to win over certain people and how much you fantasize they will finally change, it doesn't mean that it will actually happen. I'm not trying to shame you or myself here. Doing that doesn't actually help the situation. What I'm saying is that I know that I need to learn how to just accept reality. Accept that I can't hope and dream and wish these people into becoming kind, loving, and caring. I have to accept that they are who they are, and I don't have to keep seeking their affection or approval, since I'm probably never going to receive it from them. Anyway, I really hope that this episode inspires you to journal what you're going through, your thoughts, and how you're feeling. For guidance and journaling tools, visit the link in the description. Until next time, this is Lena LaRue. I'll see you on the streets.
Thank you for joining us today. As you navigate your journey, remember, healing isn't linear. The path may twist and turn. Some days you will sprint, other days you will stumble. But this doesn't mean you are lost. It means you are making progress. Keep going. You're doing better than you think.